You're in control. 5G nationwide access requires a 5G capable device. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Exergen wants you to know about an important study just released by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has known all along. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy and labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate the rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store and a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers. Locally owned and operated, Locker Room specializes in team sales, award trophies, and even plaques. You want anything Bomber? Your one-stop shop is the Locker Room. Shirts, jerseys, sweats, and hats, they have it all, and you never have to wait long. Locker Room can even custom personalize anything for you. Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut in Mountain Home. The Locker Room, your Bomber headquarters.
So back here at the hangar, it's time for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, where comfort exceeds expectations. Give old Matt Martin a call, 870-425-4717. Gonna check a few stats real quick. Lady Bombers lead 23-9 at halftime. Parker Husky, 5 points. Cameron Mullen, 5 points. Annie Norcross, 2. Kate Jackson, pair of free throws. She's got 2. Lauren Waymeyer, 5 points. Emma Wilbur with 4 points. On the other side for Flippin, they were held scoreless in the first quarter of action. Allie Downs, 2 points. Sam Greenhaw with 6 points, 7 points. And that's all the scoring for Flippin. Please be joined at halftime here by Coach Josh Fulcher. Coach, welcome in. Merry Christmas. Well, or late Christmas.
Yeah, merry late Christmas. You know, I'm very happy to be a guest on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show.
Recovery exceeds expectations.
Yes, I like that. And, you know, I was actually upstairs watching our girls this first half with the owner of Central Heating and Cooling, Matt Martin. And, you know, Matt is such a big supporter of all of our athletic programs. He helps with our, you know, one of our originators of our Top Flight program. Mm-hmm.
He's been Booster Club president
for several years before taking the vice president role to Bailey Bodenhammer. But, man, what a great supporter, and we're thankful for everything that he's done in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's one of the best. You know, he had 2 Lady Bombers in the program forever. You know, his kids were in the gym, so it's good to have people like him around both programs and here in our athletic program as well. So before we head into tonight's game, you know both of these girls' coaches tonight pretty well.
Yes. Hey, you know, both of them are dear friends of mine. Two of them are, I mean, the 2 of the best coaches in the state.
Yeah.
So, you know, this has been an exciting, you know, a game to watch them compete in. I thought our girls come out really, really strong, really push tempo.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that all year. And, you know, I know they've been in the gym working. Coaches brought some of the former, you know, Emma Martin was here. You know, some of the football players have been in here.
Uh-huh.
And they've just been getting up and down, getting after it. And really, I think that kind of maybe caught them a little bit off guard. I thought they've looked really good in the transition game. And, you know, I think this will be a really good second half between 2 well-coached basketball teams.
Yeah, like you said, 2 of the best. You know, they've been in this pro. Greenhall was here for 10-plus years, 12-plus years, and Dell's been here since the 90s. So it's good to see that connection kind of welcome back. You know, I talked to Coach Bull a little bit today. He said, you know, we're just welcoming back all the former Mountain Home coaches here this year.
You bet.
So let's talk about Junction City tonight. What are they about?
Well, you know, Junction
– long road trip, by the way.
It is a long road trip. You know, one thing about Junction City is a lot of times when they come up here, you know, they've only played a couple of games, but they've already played 10 games. I think they're 8-2 on the year, and they're going to be one of the top teams in 2A. Mm-hmm. They'll have a chance at, you know, at a look at a state championship this year. You know, some of their guys, they have 2 starters when we played them a couple years ago. You know, they was one of those teams we couldn't put away. You know, we'd get up 8-9 points, and they'd trim it back down to
5-0 run.
Yeah, and really gritty team. They're led by Ryan Day. He's a senior, number 1. He's, you know, sitting around 16, 18 points a game, three-level score. You look at his length. He's a basketball player now. They got great athleticism. And, you know, Coach Hutchison, Kendall Hutchison, he's one of the he's an outstanding coach. Mm-hmm. Does a great job. I love watching and studying his teams on film. He does a really good job. I think very highly of him. We're very thankful that they come up here and
thinks highly of us. Becomes what, five and a half hours, 6 hours away.
And you know, ideally, you know, we knew when you're sitting here at a 1-8 record, you're going to have to play somebody good first round. And mm-hmm. you know, Junction City, they come the farthest, and we usually play a Junction City or Hamburg first round. Hamburg is not in our tournament, so. We've got a really good team right out the gate, and but hey, we're looking forward to the challenge. You know, I said it earlier when I was talking to the Baxter Bulletin. You know, we've raised that title several times the last handful of years.
And
we are we fully expect, you know, kind of like old Ric Flair said, to in order to be the man, you got to beat the man.
That's right.
And Junction City has a chance to win this thing. But if they want to be the man, they're going to have to go through the Bombers. And it's not going to be an easy task, I can promise you that.
You know, you're never scared to play anybody. You know, you play teams that are, you know, this falls into the category with teams that you've seen so far, teams that can either go make a deep state tournament run or go win the darn thing. You know, that's just, that falls right in the category of what we've seen so far this year.
Yes.
For what starts next week.
Well, we've got, yes, we've had a great schedule, a really challenging schedule. Junction City, they're going to be them and Nelton are probably the two most athletic teams that we've played. And we're just looking forward to really what we need is we need 3 days of getting better because our conference schedule is right around the corner, and that's your second season.
Yeah.
You know, where we position ourselves, we've got to get in the top four to get to the state tournament. And you don't get any better when you're young and you've got all these, you know, new pieces and stuff. You got to go through you know, you got to be forged through fire. And I think we've done a really good job. We've got great kids that have, you know, we're not going to let go of the rope. That's not what we're about. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep getting better. And I've told them at some point we're going to turn this corner. Preferably, I would like to do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But it's coming. And because I know what kind of guys we have. I know, you know, the work that they put in. We're confident because we prepare. We have confidence through preparation.
Mm-hmm.
We're a very confident basketball team. We just got to come out here and execute and play our game.
That's all you got to do. Day one of the Ultimate Auto Group Basketball Tournament. Coach, really appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Yes, thank you for this, you know, all the many sponsors that have helped put this thing together. We're thankful to be able to host such a great tournament in this town. And, I mean, what a great community we live in. Thanks for all you do, Decon. Go Bombers.
Yes, sir. Go Bombers. That is the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Was pleased to be joined by Coach Josh Vulture. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. We're going to take a short little break, bring you the second half of action here from the hangar. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me,